Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Kodiak Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KDK, and on the OTCQB under the symbol KDKCF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Claudia Tornquist. Now, Kodiak Copper is focused on the 100% owned MPD, Copper Gold Porphyry Project, where the company just released news yesterday about adding the second drill rig to this project. This project is in southern British Columbia. The Gate discovery made back in late 2020 by the company, as well as a number of other newer targets. Some targets that have been drilled in the past by other operators, but some more discovery-focused drilling now with this second drill rig. Claudia, again, just remind everybody the total program here at MPD that is underway and the second drill rig, where it's going to be focused first, please.
We have 25,000 meters planned of drilling this year at MPD and started back in March with one drill rig at the Gate Zone, which we drilled last year and had a lot of success extending on our initial discovery. And so this year we continued that work, and from all we can tell from our geophysical data and all the data we have, there is still significant potential to further grow and expand and extend the Gate Zone. So that's been the focus until now, and we now have mobilized the second drill rig to, in parallel, also start drilling other targets across the property. So we will continue on the Gate Zone with one drill rig, and the second drill rig will start at a parallel anomaly 600 meters east of the Gate Zone, very much of a lookalike. And that's where just now the second drill is starting to turn, and it will be very exciting to drill that anomaly, because if we're successful, that would be another discovery and a real big step forward for the project, and could really generate a lot of excitement in the market as well.
Yeah, Claudia, it's going to be interesting to see what comes of that new parallel zone to Gate that's a lookalike. And right now, I guess that target doesn't have a name, but I think we should also mention there's a couple other targets you have that have some historic drilling on them, like Dillard, Mann, and Prime. And you'd mentioned off mic to us that some of the anomalies that you see in geophysics on some of those targets actually are bigger than what you see at Gate. So I wouldn't call those out of the game yet either. Are they going to get a little drilling with that second rig this year as well?
Yes, we are planning to test several of those targets across the property, and with a second and potentially third rig further down the road. They certainly have a lot of discovery potential, and very similar to the Gate Zone, have surface anomalies, so lots of copper on surface, historic drilling, shallow drilling where copper and gold was found near surface, and similar geophysical signatures to Gate, but none of these targets have been drilled deeper. And that's really the approach we took at Gate. We drilled below the shallow historic drilling and were very successful, discovered much higher grades. So these targets, like Dillard, Mann, X, they are big, sizable targets, similar signature to Gate, and we will test those with the same approach that led to our discovery success at the Gate Zone.
So is some of this historic drilling, sounds like you're using that as a guide for some of these other targets. How did it compare to some of the historic drilling from the Gate Zone?
Well, it's in many ways similar in that all the historic drilling was shallow. On average, the historic holes were 120 meters in drill length, and that compares to between 700 or 800 meters that we are targeting with our drilling now. And so at Gate, when Chris Taylor, our chairman, when he initially analyzed the property, his interpretation was that simply the erosion level at the property is not as deep yet, and essentially that the historic drilling just drilled into or tested the outer zones of the porphyry system at MPD. And his hypothesis was that the higher temperature zones were deeper down, and we tested that and were very successful. And that's what we saw at Gate. There is a good chance that we'll see a similar pattern at these other targets. So it will be very exciting to test those at greater depth as well.
Well, Claudia, you'd mentioned one of the targets there, which is the Axe target, and that's more to the south than where Gate is and this new parallel anomaly is. But there's also this new target you guys have been discussing, the 1516 zone, right there at Axe. Maybe just explain to people how that area, the south area, is growing, you know, or has some potential for discovery in addition to the areas near Gate.
Yeah, we acquired the Axe claims last year, just about a year ago, and we're particularly interested in the 1516 zone because it is in a very similar structural setting like the Gate zone. It's in a break in the magnetic trend. So, and in very similar rock, similar geology than what we have at Gate. So very interesting target. It had, from memory, I think only two shallow holes since the 60s, so essentially not tested. And it has a very large copper, gold, moly anomaly on surface. So very prospective, and we will also go to the X portion of the property this year and test, in particular, the 1516 target.
So with all these targets that sound like they're going to get drilled this year in this program, how many drill holes do you think you need? How deep do these drill holes have to go to give you a true understanding of if it even warrants follow-up work?
Well, we drill approximately, so we aim for between 700 to 800 meters on average in each drill hole. And to really test one of those targets, we poke, I would say, at least 10 or 15 holes into it, and then obviously take it from there. So, yeah, we have a lot of work on our hands this year. It will be a very busy year with lots of drilling and lots of drill results and news flow for our shareholders.
Well, Claudia, another aspect of the company for value creation is that you do have a second project, and that's the Mojave Copper Molybdenum Silver Project in Arizona. I know we haven't discussed that as much lately, but you are still working on advancing that and getting things ready for the drill season later this year. Could you give investors an update on what's going on down in Arizona?
Yes, we have been working on the Mojave project in the background. Obviously, after the discovery we made at MPD, that was our focus. But we've at the same time also nudged along Mojave. We've received all our permits, permitted for drilling, are just in the process of consulting with the tribes in the area, and are planning a small maiden drill program in the second half of the year, very similar to how we started out at MPD. And I'm very much looking forward to that as well. Mojave is a very interesting project, has a lot of historic results, so a lot of interesting smoke, but hasn't been really figured out yet. That's what Chris Taylor, our chairman, is really good at, is sort of figuring out these projects that other people did already some work, but haven't figured out yet, and sort of by taking a different interpretation. That's how he has added huge value to Great Bear, our sister company. That's what led to our discovery success at MPD, and we'll certainly try the same approach at Mojave as well.
Okay, so possibly even drilling there later this year. In terms of news flow then, Claudia, I have been getting a few questions asking, when are we going to see some of the results that were still at the assay labs? Last time we talked, it was about a month ago, a little more than a month ago. You had outlined that some results should be coming at sometime this month. Is that still on track?
We will have the next batch of results very soon, in a matter of days. So that's imminent. And then more results. That will be the last results from the 2021 drilling, including some holes that we drilled at Dillard, so a new target. And then the results from this year's drilling then will also start coming then later in the spring and into summer and then throughout the year.
All right, that brings everybody up to speed on the now second drill rig on site. Results to come, and a lot of different targets being tested this year, all again with the goal of making more discoveries on this MPD project. Also interesting to hear that Mojave should be getting a drill hitting the site this year as well. So, Claudia, definitely keep us up to date on future news. One other thing to note is that the company is cashed up for this drill program. The last time we chatted with Claudia, the company did just raise almost $10 million. So the company has money to move forward with this program, and now we're just awaiting some drill results. So Claudia, thank you again for your time. If anybody has any questions, follow-up questions for Claudia, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. Thanks again for your time, Claudia.
Thank you.